Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey guys, my name is Nasboy, aka Hijaki Kambuti, aka Ogaru Force, aka Waiting the Hub and Blaise Yaron for Hop. So today, I see me can come visit my guy. I be on tea with Tay. You know what time it is. Some will come discuss more too. This one, you know the updates. Now go to, I say Obus, Otutuzen.
Yo guys, it's Tea with Tay Pod and we have a fresh episode upon us. My guest today is Nasboy, who I'm a huge fan of, by the way. But what I don't get is how your name is Nasiru. Mm-hmm. I thought you're an Igbo boy who moved from the East to set up shop in Lagos. Yeah. Please, Abek, tell me about that. Like, your name is really Nasiru.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from?
From the West. Please. I'm from Osun State, precisely.
Really?
Yeah.
So like, the character, like Nasboy, I thought that you were some Igbo boy that was raised in the East. So where did you pick up all these characters from? Because there are too many characters that you do so well.
Yeah, so I am very good with accents, actually. Okay. So it's not like I grew up in the East. I just stayed in Port Harcourt. Port Harcourt is not East, stop.
So Port Harcourt is the East.
No, that's not true.
Port Harcourt is the East.
So nah. Where be South?
No, that's South, but there's so much influence of East in Port Harcourt, sure, but that's...
Yeah, so, but that's not where I got it from, sure.
Yeah.
I would say Nollywood movies.
Oh, you watch lots of Nollywood?
My mother had a film shop.
Ah, like Video Club?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So now I rent CD.
I mean, the Forbid White movies. So if you imagine.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's so funny how much influence Nollywood has on us who are creatives mm-hmm. right now, because you literally can switch from character to character, right? I mean, when you were growing up, did you think that this was the path you were going to tour? Were you always the funny guy? Were you always the guy that would crack people up?
So, I mean, don't get a lot of... I mean, don't even know Sinahia go end, actually.
Ah.
So, I started off as a musician.
Really?
I'm still a musician, actually. So, I started up as a musician. I began singing sometime around 2006, 2007. That was after secondary school.
Yeah.
I started recording until, like, I stopped recording in 2019 because I got really depressed and frustrated.
Oh, wait. Take me back. Mm-hmm. So when you finished secondary school, the goal was to do music.
Yes.
What kind of music were you doing at the time?
Afro. Yeah, so I did music very well, trust me.
Like, how far had you gone? Were you shooting videos? Had you had albums and mixtapes?
I made a lot of songs. I have some songs online that I decided to take down because I really don't want anybody to listen to me.
Why?
I don't know, because I want to come out like...
You still want to do music?
Of course. That's like the first passion. So I'm really passionate about music. So yes, I'll visit music.
So immediately after secondary school,
mm-hmm.
you went into music?
Yeah. When I was in my SS friend recorded. Yeah, I made a song.
So you're more of a singer than even a comedian at the time?
Trust me. So the whole music thing, I did music for a long time, but I was in Port Harcourt, so I didn't have the privilege of getting people to sponsor me. My songs were like really different from the people around.
Mm.
The only Yoruba guy around, I guess.
Oh, you were singing Yoruba songs?
More like the Lagos vibe in Port Harcourt.
Oh, they didn't get it?
No, they did, because I was only special at events.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, they had their sound.
Oh, I've heard about that Port Harcourt then, like all them documents. And
as at then, they had their sound, but now I feel like it is free now.
Yeah, so
I mean, then they had their sound. So I was just some guy in my estate doing my thing. To get events come, I just go show myself, and everybody's like, this guy. Yeah. So it's not like I promoted music exactly. So sometime around 2013, 2012, I was always coming down to Lagos. I'll go to Alaba, yeah, play my songs for marketers, they get money from me. You get so
oh, that they was took your money to promote your songs.
Normal, nice, normal.
But they're not promoter.
No, they did a couple of mixes. Some people, you know, now they had like big names. We had the Tijo, we had Abu Ventures. So meeting those people is a privilege. You buy stuffs, you know that kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah, so I met those guys. Then I played my song to them. They were like, guy, you need to come to Lagos. So I kept hearing, you need to come to Lagos, but school didn't let me.
Oh, you were in uni at the time?
Okay. Yeah, so school didn't let me. And sometime in 2014, it was actually my prayer to get a record label deal after my final year.
Okay.
So 2014-15 was in my final year when I did a song that popped on Twitter, and Motola was like, yo, this guy, come over to Lagos. Let's have a discussion. So I came and she's like, I'm about to start a label. Let's do this. You come, some other guy is going to join you. His name is Virchi. Yeah.
Oh, so she signed both of you.
Yeah.
And you were already in Lagos. So you were in Lagos doing music from 2014.
Yeah.
So that's when you moved.
From 2015.
Oh, 2015.
So the label thing was a bit shaky.
Yeah.
I had to wait for my contract to expire. It expired in 2017.
Ah.
Yeah.
I 2 years.
Yeah.
So you couldn't do any other music anywhere?
No. Wow. So I decided to serve. I decided to go for service. After service, it was like, yo, what else? I had passion for cinematography and photography. So I decided to do photography.
Huh?
Sometime in 2000.
Bro, you have done everything.
Yeah. So I was always a film person, like direct my shots, watch a musical video, criticize, you get me?
Wow.
So I knew that this was a field for me. So I decided to do photography. Then
were you frustrated that music didn't eventually work for
you? I was, because as at then, I'm not going to lie, my songs were really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Like, one thing I never knew how to do was to lie to myself.
Hmm.
Yeah, like I was top notch. I don't lie to myself. If I'm not good at something, I don't venture it.
That's true.
So that's like one of the problems that we have now in this generation.
Yeah. We're always lying to ourselves.
Yeah.
But like, I imagine, because this thing you said, it makes sense to me because I'm that same person.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine that you work hard at getting good at something
mm-hmm.
so that you are not just mediocre.
Yeah.
And the fact that your music did not really pick for you was a pain because you had invested so much in the music.
Yeah.
So when did you finally just hands off and say, you know what, let me just focus on that?
I didn't hands off exactly. So I decided to like, I was still recording,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't put too much because my best friend was a producer.
Okay.
Was my producer, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So he got tired. Yeah, he got really tired.
What do you mean he got tired?
He couldn't do music anymore because he was growing. So he decided to face law because he was a lawyer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he decided to face law. It broke me because that was like the only producer I had.
Well, because also producing beats is not cheap, so you have to.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's wow. Not. So, how did the underdogs who say that, oh, you know what, I used to be a studio rat and eventually a producer gave me a beat and I blew. How did is that not how it works?
Like, no, it works like that too.
Okay.
But the producer, I'm not a rat, so the producer is like my guy. No, like we had studio rats, but I wasn't a rat. The producer was my guy. To get at that point, I would say, come, let's sit down and produce something. He's very answerable to me.
Yeah.
So I lost him because he lost interest in production.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, he has to make a living out of something else. So he decided to focus on law while I was left stranded. So that was the point where I told myself that you have to try something else. Then it was photography.
So were you already learning photography before or
did you? In 2018, mm-hmm. I started learning photography. I did that for like, because I wasn't getting money from anywhere.
Exactly. I was going to ask, like, you're in Lagos already?
No, I wasn't in Lagos. I used to come, I just come here, then I leave.
So what were you doing at the time for money?
Nothing. Nothing, sincerely. So that was where I told myself that, you are going to go hungry. So I decided to do photography. Okay, so then photography started helping. I go
so
weddings.
Taking pictures of people.
Yeah,
people
I go weddings. Yeah, I go weddings. Weddings, birthday parties.
Oh, you take that's weddings?
Yeah.
Are you a sharp photographer with that?
Yeah, thing? I was good. I was good at it. But then the wedding thing, it wasn't my thing exactly. I liked the whole documentary photography. I have some pictures that I did. So I liked the whole documentary photography. Mm. You know that kind of thing. I wasn't really a beauty photographer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Such a...
So, 2018, my friends kept saying, you are very funny. I know. Because I was like the class clown.
Yeah.
If Nas doesn't come to school today, something is missing.
So, wait. Like, back in school, they made you the class clown. Or you were always the class clown.
I was that guy.
So, where were teachers like to you? Like, were they
No, not secondary school.
Oh, in uni.
I can't remember if I was funny in secondary school.
Yeah. So, like, in uni, like, you're always funny to people.
Yeah. I was that guy. So... If this person is telling the gist, no. They could hear from last mouth.
Mad.
So I was that guy. So everybody go sit down. Ah, it's too sweet for my mouth. It has to be nice. So I was that guy.
So you finally decided to try it.
So I used to be really shy. Very. Until now, it messes me up sometimes. People wonder why I'm supposed to be shy. I'm like, I don't even get it.
Bro, when I tell people that I'm shy, they believe.
Yeah, I'm very shy. But I'm working on it now. I feel better. Like, way better.
So like, how are you working on it?
Hmm? I just the accept say you star boy now.
Star boy. So yeah, tell me, so in 2018 you started doing photography,
mm-hmm.
then you eventually moved to skin making.
Gradually. Okay. So the skin making started making small funny videos. I had an Instagram page, same Instagram page. Mm-hmm. I'll post pictures, I'll have like 6 comments, 8, 9 comments. Normal, no do like say you know go through that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like 6 comments, 9 comments, like that. So I decided to post some video that I did and I had like 52 comments. It's funny with that too. Okay. So I decided to try. I kept trying. Gradually, one or two blogs.
This was on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. One or two blogs begin to post the boy. Then I decided, I was just in my friend's car one day.
Mm-hmm.
Decided to mimic David. I try. I just play around. So the idea was trying to get David's attention for my music.
Right.
That was the idea. It wasn't comedy for me. I just needed this guy to see me and I'll just play my songs and he'll be like, this guy, let's make music. So now, so even they play for my head anyway. So I did that and the first one was just one or two blocks around and everybody be like, who's this guy? Who's this guy? Next up, it didn't even take too much time. It didn't take time. So next up, I recorded some other video when Fame came out. I recorded some other video that went viral. Everywhere.
Yeah, I think that's when we started seeing Nas Boy. But around that time, I was so worried for you that, you know, when people start off mimicking characters.
I got that a lot, don't worry.
I'm just like, how would this boy now translate this newfound fame into like other parts of his career?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have more to give us? And you met Obio, right?
I did.
Yeah. You did it for a while and you switched it up on us.
Mm.
So you wanted to do music. When did you finally make the decision? So you know what? Let me push this for a while.
So before the OVO thing, I had characters going on. I had the Ikechukwu character.
Already?
The Beast, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so I had like little... So I started skit making already now before I did the DVD thing.
So DVD was not the first thing for you?
No.
Right.
So that's exactly why when the bloggers came to my page, they saw...
Other content
to pick up. Mm. So that was what helped.
Okay, so you now finally said, you know what, let me focus on skit making.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't drop music, obviously.
No,
you just started focusing on skit making. What has been the journey since skit making? Because from one content creator to another content creator, it's not easy, Sha. You are now putting out content every other day. We're expecting a lot of content from you. How do you deal with all of this? And you have to do multiple characters and also stay afloat.
It's very difficult. I'm not going to lie. Now, very difficult task for me personally. So this is how I explain it to people. We have kinds of content creators. We have the very creative content creators and we have the very creative and funny content creators. We have the funny content creators. So I think it is easier for the funny content creators.
What does that mean?
Because I feel like you can basically do anything to get people to laugh.
But that's you now.
No, that's not me. Like, if you, I go through thought process. Not everybody they go through that thought process. not the truth.
What did they talk?
No, not be everybody. No, you feel they're among the people where they go through thought process now.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? So some people feel just basically, okay, let me give an example. So for example, Will Smith and this Jada thing which just happened.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Let's if you just quickly use and catch cruise.
Yes.
Make people laugh.
Yes.
Now the end point be that at the end of the day, make people laugh.
But you have to.
But me, I know they go through that route.
Okay, which route?
You understand? I did go through the very creative route. Like, that's one way I won't make them applaud. I know just won't make you laugh.
Mm.
Yeah. I did try, like, the way I did run them, like, say, I be comedian, but I know the fool. Exactly. Yeah, you get me.
I feel like you're very invested in your own craft that you take yourself very seriously.
Yeah.
I was going to ask what your creative process is like because I'm also a content creator and I have my own creative process, which is I'm sure it's very different from yours, but you look like yours is very intentional. Like every video is well thought out. So what is your own creative process?
I'm not even going to lie. It's not like I have a process to these things.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes, so I feel like the way we did, some people, if you come, once you come, then go just give them out.
Mm.
You understand? Once my own come, I did digest them. You understand? Hold them. Like, the way I did think, with, hope say if I put out this thing, they're not going to criticize me, say,
bro.
I don't know if you get. Mm. So I did go through a lot of, because I know where I did go.
Yeah.
You understand? I want a situation where I go come out from skip maker. People could just love me for the brand Nasboy.
Yeah.
So maybe just about skip making.
Yeah.
So I always try to scrutinize my content.
Yeah.
Understand? Stay away from, I know very well that Nigerians are tired of seeing women in skates.
Yeah.
So I stay away from that because I feel like I can actually make people laugh without involving women.
You can actually.
So that's exactly how it is.
And I think it's actually brilliant that you actually think about it like this because I think some people don't even care about the kind of content that you put out, right? Also. So eventually, you put out so many explicit contents. Eventually, we're tired of them and move to the next person. But I feel like the work is actually sustaining the brand when you start, right? And you have to define it from the beginning to say, you know, this is the kind of content creator I will be, right? But also in that, trying to know the kind of content creator you want to be and choosing your own route is tough because you have to maintain. How do you now maintain this level of creativity? Because sometimes, okay, from me to you, there's some days I don't want to put out TVT. I'm exhausted. I don't really think that the audience will like it. I also think that, you know what, if I put out certain things, it's off brand, right? So have you got to the point where you now think that there's a brand that I need to build and this is the kind of content that I want to do? Also, how do you now say, you know what, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that? What helps you make all these decisions, sorry.
Okay, so I feel like we're in the same pedestrian, me and you.
Yeah, I think we are very related.
Because personally, before I put out these contents, I did fear. The same fear.
Ah!
The same fear where you did fear.
Bro!
I feel literally toxic, I fear past you.
No, you're not fearish.
You know why? I send my contents to close people. I don't know if you do that.
I do that.
You understand? At least I know my friends, we get high sense of humor. You get? So, I know when it is, like my sense of humor is very high. So if it is not funny to me, if it doesn't beat me, then I feel just say, okay, maybe because I don't too over chop the content.
Yes, for us, you know that so us as creators, there's sometimes some things we've got to say don't go ever funny because of how we take ourselves seriously, right? If we just drop video and everybody's laughing, like spin me, I keep saying that till today, that my spin me content. I don't know what they find funny in that content.
That's how it is.
That's my most viral thing I've ever done in my life. Like, no, that's the most viral content. But personally, that's pay me content because see, I don't really praise myself. Say every week I'll drop 3 videos and I ended the 3rd video. I just say, you know what, I don't write this one for notepad.
Me, I don't tell myself, see, I know go drop videos every week, 3 times a day because, or 3 times a week. Sorry.
How often do you drop?
I don't know. As it comes, I don't force it. If I do this 3 times a week, am I
when I did start before. Now we'll be saying, Marcus, don't try.
Sometimes I really want to be consistent because I feel like the more consistent you are, the more money you get to make. You know what I mean? Yeah, but it's not easy. It's not easy. I don't depress for this space.
My brother, I know we talk about depression for this. Like, so let me say, because we make so many people laugh and we're always happy, they don't just say we safe, they go through.
Of course. Yeah.
Also, because after a while, it now moves from just catching crews and having fun to actual work.
So I think where my own problem is, the problem is I'm very emotional. Very on the high side.
Is my twin.
Only you understand. So on the very high side. So when those everybody they get every creative they get content block. That yes. drought. But if I get drought,
the DM they go come message.
They don't know. Now me personally, I don't just say my mother people. They don't attack me.
That's me. Oh,
cover my talent, God,
bro.
So you get. So I feel like some people they feel handle the drought. Even when they get that drought, they feel easily just do something around post content.
So let me tell. Let me tell you what I think. Right. I've come to a place where I've decided that, you know what, this thing is more like it's inside of me. Mm-hmm. Like I feel that I'm a content creator on steroids, mm-hmm. right? But sometimes there's so much pressure to please the audience that, you know, like sometimes I think if I shoot video for 1 week, they go to say, Timisana, wow, Puntawa teacup.
Now those fans, me, I want one.
I say, you like, know, I don't say,
like, I fear if I,
anxiety
I don't
they deal with
video
for
a week, I get scared.
I get scared.
Go to my DM. And I say, bro, now your video, would they take they survive?
Before I could only survive before.
Yo, it make me fear. You understand? So, I'm like, until now, I feel like, yo, if you don't do this quickly, you'll get forgotten. Like, I don't even know where the pressure is
this
coming from.
This is the problem all of us are facing. And I'm happy that we're talking about it here because it's so easy for them to forget content creators, people who have been dropping videos every other time. And I don't know why.
I feel like we are too hard on ourselves. Reasons. If we don't drop video on a lie, we don't put memory inside these people's head, though. You don't understand? Mm. Like, I feel like the memory where would they live on their head, he pass musician. We're never today for a long time.
Yeah.
These guys, they watch us in total. Like, they literally wear face mask for airport. And people,
yes,
just say,
know you.
Person go randomly come say, if you like, cover your mask. I know, say, now you.
Nah, so,
you get me? So they don't watch us in total. Then we did their head.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Person, they tell me content here I don't do yes. 1 year ago.
Mm.
Say, bro, that your content. You understand?
They reach out to you to even suggest content to you.
That one, not talk about that.
So I have a couple of people who reach out to me and say, Tim, I've not dropped content in a while. Oh, yeah, since what happened in my compound, this woman was saying this. But because I'm a creative, so my another problem I struggle with is that it must be perfect to my own taste because that's who I am. I'm the person who would think up content for across 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still fixing the words because I feel like we're wordsmiths. Mm. I personally am a wordsmith in my own definition of my own creativity. I cannot shoot skits to save my life. If I probably was a skit maker, I'd probably not even be seen in this Lagos. But I think that my core is just talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes to even speak or to say all those things, I have to really think. I have to use different analogies, draw things together so to make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have to laugh. So my own problem is that if I never feel laugh to this content, there's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
And also the pressure of competition. Right? You now realize that, you know what, this thing when you're doing, you're just catching crews at the beginning, everybody likes it, a few comments here and there, but then again, you now start attracting brands. You now become known as a skit maker or a comedian or a content creator. So there's now more pressure on you to say, you know what, it has to be 100, but I just really feel like maybe we should not put that much pressure on ourselves as content creators.
Nah, it's not be all content creators that go through this pressure. I feel like now,
no!
I can say for sure. Be all. Because I see people who drop videos like back to back. I don't know if you get.
Yeah, but I also think that there's some people who I heard get scripts, like they buy scripts.
So that's one of the biggest problems. Buying script is not a problem.
Yeah.
Like it is not a bad
idea.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a problem. Yeah.
Of course, no. Script writing is a job. So that's not a problem. But my problem, you see, my personal problem, I know they get script writers if it match up how I want them exactly. I never, a couple of persons don't try, like, we hear you complaining about,
blog.
You know, when you're extremely creative, you are slow.
Yes.
I'm sorry to say it.
Yes.
But that's it.
Yes. Please thank you for making me feel better about myself.
So when you're extremely creative, you are going to be really slow.
Yeah.
Because you go on, take your time, fix the content.
So why laziness?
No, it's not. So why you take your time to fix just this one content?
Mm.
Some other funny guy is putting out funny content.
And because
then it will now put you under pressure.
Yes. Also, like this thing just makes sense because if people are dropping at the frequency.
Mood, those people really drop frequency.
No, it's not even that one. So because also like, of mine. You're under pressure from brands as well. Because if a brand wants a video in 2 days, some people they drop them in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I personally want at least 5 working days. Let me ruminate over this thing. Let me think about it well. But there's so much pressure. It now feels as if, oh, I'm stalling too much. I don't want to drop a video. Mm-hmm. Or I'm being unprofessional. But deep down, I'm telling the brand that, you know what? If I don't, I mean, I care about the money, right? But I also need to feel better about my content. Is that where you are too, as a
yes,
brand?
Now, yes, of course, of course.
But I don't think some people care like that. So,
I do. I overcare, bro. You don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, this is how much I care. The moment I get money for the promotion,
I'm not well again.
I'm under too much pressure.
Yes. Yes.
And the pressure is not the pressure to deliver the ad, but it's the pressure to deliver a content so that it doesn't look like this one, the drop ad, drop video for us now. You get me?
Oh.
So I get pressured to think of a content before the ad. You understand? So that's where the main pressure is.
So I even find myself that sometimes when I drop ads back to back, I feel very guilty.
I feel
you know what, this is so for me.
But I'm in a position where
I better talk.
I define money.
All of us define money.
So I define money. So these days, what I don't try to do now to make sure, say, I make the ads really, really interesting.
Yeah.
You understand? You come the page, you know, go even things saying that ad, you go there glued to my screen.
Exactly.
And you feel like, ah, this thing is too sweet. So now the new why you be that.
But that's why you deserves a lot of creative time and process.
Of course. That's exactly why you have to, ready to that's, wait for. No, that's why you have to double your hustle. Like I have decided to double my hustle. In this year, I don't work better than I worked last year.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, now it's a personal thing.
So what are the things that you have done that has probably improved the hustle?
So as I last year, when I shoot a video and it does well, I just relax. You get me? But these days, I am reminded that you need to make money. I started this whole thing. I wasn't money conscious when I started.
Eh?
At all. I messed up.
To some extent.
Yeah, I wasn't. Beginning. No. I wasn't at all. Mm. You know, personally, I feel like money has spoiled content creation. Personally. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm being
very honest. Yes. It puts everybody under pressure.
It does.
You understand? Money puts everybody under pressure. Yes, we don't do this thing like... Imagine say...
Because we don't have money.
So imagine say we did chilled. Like we get money. We actually do content creating for chilling. Like just put them out there to make people happy.
Yes.
We'll do better jobs.
We'll get so much. Yes. But then again, we have to do the content to make money. So how much content can we create to the point where we're not like maybe the Kevin Hart and the rest who can just sit back for a year or two?
I don't know about you.
I don't drop money.
Oh, me, I grind.
No, but you didn't grind. Like, also, like, you also do like YouTube and the rest.
Yeah.
And let's even talk about money for content creators, because lots of people are saying, oh, how come they're buying houses? How come they're buying cars?
They have no idea.
They have no idea how much money you can make off of YouTube, Instagram, or all the streaming platforms.
Facebook
even pays as well.
Yes.
So that's why I see like people like them, Brother Shaggy, Macaroni, they are not sleeping. You two are on it back to back, right? So like, give us perspective. How lucrative is content creation right now? Because I think right now content is king.
Mm-hmm.
Across board,
content is the new TV.
It's the new TV. We are the new. You are the new TV star.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm not the new TV star, but you gone. Because as opposed to before, where you see probably a superstory actor at the airport and run to them, now it's you. Social media, Instagram, and before now they look us like as far.
So I still don't understand why they feel like actors and actresses are meant to buy cars, then we are not supposed to buy cars. So the problem is that they underrate skit making.
Yes.
That's not their personal problem.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
It is very lucrative. People are making a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
Just in case you don't know, Facebook page. You understand? So imagine where I've literally gone through pages. I don't go through some of my friends. Then they do 50 million views on Facebook. No cap. I've seen 100 million
views. Like Nigerians?
What are you saying? Lagosians, which one? I don't want to call names.
What do I want to do for Facebook? I go to
No. Not be like, say, so Facebook is a, you know, it's a very dice. It's not like Instagram. You know, because Facebook has that share button. So videos tend to travel more.
Mm.
You understand? You can see somebody that has, I recently saw it. Somebody has 3,000 followers and 1 million views on a video.
Mm.
So that's Facebook for you.
I don't even use Facebook as much because
using Facebook.
Yeah, but trust I really, me. So, to be honest, because of my type of content, right?
No, Facebook doesn't have a type of content, though. I'm not going to lie to you. Facebook doesn't. In fact, the kind of content that they enjoy is they don't have a direction. They don't even like when it is very scripted.
This is another thing. I'm very guarded about my own content, right? Mm-hmm. I've created an Instagram community that understands the content, right?
Who said people on Facebook won't understand your content?
My own thing is the work of creating my own community on Facebook. Because Facebook is a different space.
It is a different space, but I'm on Facebook.
You got the money where you define.
No, it's not just me. Some fresh people on Facebook.
Not be fresh. Oh no, that's what I'm saying. Don't say that. That's boy.
No, I feel I like say no, that. No, I feel like people will go really relate to your content still they Facebook.
They do. No,
yes, sure. Now. So now you decide to you speak Pidgin English, guy.
Very well.
Why are you saying this?
I don't even know why I would speak English since so. No, yeah.
So you they speak Pidgin English. Mm. So that now one way to decimate your information.
Yeah.
And Facebook go chop them.
Yeah.
So now you just know on the Facebook.
So my videos even make it to Facebook. Probably people will just tell me, oh, there's a video of yours that's on Facebook.
And guess what? Well. People are making money with your videos and you are not even aware. Yeah, it happens. Everybody's looking for content because once your Facebook page is monetized, you can decide. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. I don't do that. I post just my stuff, but you can decide to post
something. You monetize your Facebook?
That's when they pay you.
Oh, have you monetized?
Yes, finally. Like so I recently just monetized it. Of course.
Like
so maybe when I buy a house now everybody will be like this one is doing
so you can buy a house from Facebook money.
What? Then they pay you from something. Why whatever you want is the money to do now your business. You understand? Jesus. So I can actually buy a house.
Guys, I think I should actually take this Facebook thing. So I buy my Bottega and my expensive.
So that's the thing. So when I see comments, I'm like, I don't know where these kit makers are getting their money from.
Yes.
You have no idea. See this now the thing is so I commented, I was like, I am buying a house too. Or I am going to buy a house. It was just, you know, me capping. Yeah. Mm. I said I was going to buy a house and I read the comments on that. I had like 40 something comments on that. Mm. They are like, you are funny. We can understand. We don't know.
Andreas are very tough.
You get me? So they are like, you are funny. How can somebody with 2,000 views? But now guess what? You only know the person on Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram doesn't pay. You understand? We just get popular on Instagram. True. Instagram doesn't pay. So you feel like this guy that's not popping on Instagram is not doing well. That guy is banging millions of views more than Nasboy that is popular. And you're saying he shouldn't buy a house?
This Instagram, let's have to reconsider because maybe that's why I'm not making money like that.
You're making money.
I'm not living like Nasboy. But they live.
Don't do that.
It's like they live now, like musicians.
Is it like,
Are you joking? I don't want to mention
names. So I would love now, to clear the impression that they are actually making money.
Yeah. And you know, I have to say this because I've also known people who did not really see the online space as viable and lucrative. So I really wanted to be an actor from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So when people introduce me as social media creator, they say, I go, no, stop, don't say that. I just have a platform on Instagram.
That's what I am, please.
Yeah. But now, I think it was Soka that was telling me that don't even joke with social media right now. That if you're a social media star, that's the thing now. Mm-hmm. So now I've accepted the fact that, you know what, I'm an online content creator, I'm an actor, I'm many other things, but I realize that even the thing that's pushing me more is the fact that I have online presence.
Mm-hmm.
So I think gone are these way people think that skit makers are just people who are just making us laugh on Instagram. It's now a serious career for people. And one thing I will also say is that creativity now is not as hard as it used to be. Like, you can literally be creative and express as you like on social media. The lines have been blurred. They're not gatekeepers.
Mm.
You don't need to go one station to go give them your CD, say, please help me play, or any radio. TikTok can do that for you. Even as an actor, like, you can literally break out from having online presence,
mm-hmm.
right? So I feel like now more than ever, young people have to use social media now. I mean, this was you how many years ago who probably could not afford to do the type of music that you wanted to do, but thanks to social media, you have created a brand. Now you can do your own type of music,
yeah.
which makes sense. So I advise you guys, please, any creativity where you get, any expression, please put it out on social media. There's enough room for all of us to thrive.
Of course.
And just keep making money, right? Now let's talk about you as Nasboy, the star now, and the things that come with. Because we have had this conversation before, I mean, briefly on social media, when I'd seen one of your posts where you spoke about loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
And I could relate.
No, I was just that particular loneliness. I was having breakup issues.
No.
I was having breakup issues.
What is breakup issues? What has happened?
No.
She left. No, but as a skit maker, you also deal with anxiety.
Of course.
What is it that's different now from your former life? that's making you.
I feel like I'm not enjoying my life to the fullest. I'm not lying. I'm restricted. Like I used to be a very happy guy,
bro.
Yeah. I used to be a very happy guy. Mm. Go out, laugh, make fun. But now I'm just careful about everything,
bro.
Get me the logo, snap me, see that's why the peace for road.
It's not even a joke. Like this thing you're saying, the whole of last year, bro. I know. I think last year was the year that I actually got a breakthrough, if I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you have been working for so long and just feels like they're finally seeing you and appreciating your work. I got in some movies that I wanted to be in. I started a podcast. TVT started picking up. You understand, endorsements here and there. But I can tell you for sure that last year was my saddest year. Because,
bro, I know, say, well, this is what I want to tell you. I know, say, we go through one or two. I know sad like that too.
No.
Compared to way back. I get what you're saying.
Like, I feel like I should be happier.
Now that I'm making money. Yes.
Maybe I attach my happiness to just achieving these things, right? So, I've always wanted to be this person that I am now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I finally got into this space, I just felt like there's too many things that are involved in just being this person. Like, sometimes I go to those day club, I'm saying, what am I even doing here?
Bro.
I have to adjust for this. I have to do like this.
Like, it's funny how, before now, I used to be really outgoing. Like,
exactly.
Very outgoing. But these days, I just want to be in my house.
Yes.
I just want to lay on my bed.
Yes.
And it doesn't really make me happy.
Mm.
It doesn't make me happy.
I one of my friends in the industry who's way older than me and she has achieved a lot. She keeps saying that it gets lonely at the top.
I had so, but I didn't really believe. But
this is you who used to be happier than this. How do you feel now? Because let me say what I think. I feel like after a while, because of our choices, it's not like we're intentionally just even want to just not have a lot of friends, but we're more focused on different things now. And sometimes your friend, where you don't roll with the comp since, after a while, your values begin to change. Like, you don't want the same things. And these people being with you, it's not healthy for you as well. So gradually you begin to switch friends. And also, because you have a lot of work to do as, like you also want to be in, taking your time out to, for you to maintain this level of fame, you have to keep on working.
Yes, you have
to. So you're changing.
Of course. So this is a very important topic. Shout out to all my friends, because I'm actually losing friends.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So it's something that they might not understand.
Yeah.
I wish them well. Like, I really want them to be in my kind of space.
Yes.
So they will experience it.
Yes.
Sometimes I don't want to talk to you.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Sometimes I don't even want to gist.
Yes.
I'm in that point where I want to think.
Mm.
You understand? My friend is calling and I'm not picking and he's feeling like the whole friendship is changing. Like, this is not how it used to be. And I say it to my friends that I wasn't busy at the point. You understand? So I was very available for everybody. You call me, we are gisting, but it can't be like that now. So basically, I don't tell myself, see, instead of to the day sad, I go there lonely at this top. I know, I'm there aware.
Mm.
You understand? So the compensation will be the money. So I won't work now, get this money. That's what I'm about now.
But personally, I honestly think that, you know what? There's, I don't know what, is it term in economics where you make, maybe you get to a particular level, then you stop. I mean, no matter how much money you make, it gets to a particular level where even if you add more money, it's not add any happiness to you.
No. So I'm not very sad. Like, one of,
I'm not saying you're sad.
No, I know, no. In this,
that boy doesn't want to be sad.
No.
He doesn't want to be portrayed as sad.
I'm not very happy. I'm not going to lie to you.
Like, I'm not saying,
the way I feel like, I feel literally say, come on money, I was happier before than now. You get me? But at the end of the day, I feel like, yo, bro, this fame, if you finally leave person, you never can tell. You understand? If you can't go down at some point, we don't watch some people.
Is that a problem for you? Do you worry about that?
No. That's exactly why I'm making money. That's why I want to make money.
Because you're worried that.
So when God, please. But if I ever get cold at some point, you understand? At least I can enjoy my money, invest in a lot.
But you think that at some point you'll probably get cold. Is that also a problem for you? So let me tell you for free.
Mm.
It might not be your reality, but sometimes when I see other people who were popping before, at some point we could not stop talking about them, and all of a sudden, we don't even hear anything from them.
So that's a warning to the both of us. That's why we should concentrate on making money.
No,
it's not. It's not. They know they forbid reality now.
I just want to live this life for the rest of my life.
No, so they know they forbid reality. And guess what? I feel like Aside this world being very spiritual, because I'm a very spiritual person, like I understand it from the spiritual aspect. So aside that, I need you to know, see, there are rules to actually keeping this thing. You get rules.
Like what? Tell me some.
So if I was, let's take it back. If I was doing the Davido character until now, you for no invite me come here. Your brother for no detoxy, I'm your big fan.
Let me say if I'd be a big fan. And to be honest, if you were probably just the only Davido, I'd probably
have, you get me? So that's like one of the rules. Some people don't actually not consistently
evolving.
Exactly. So yeah, evolving now one of the rules for this game.
Yeah.
Too many people know evolve. You understand? We drop them. So if you know evolve, then go drop you. So you guys in this space, I feel like say this thing a talent. Now God given talent. Yes. You know they come out.
Yeah.
You understand? But you guys hold and we care, like as you see, everybody run through this direction. But it's just better, guys, run through that direction.
One of my friends, Ogago, used to say, talent is only
10%. Mm-hmm. Of course.
The rest
of course.
Is the hard work, the relationships, discipline, and everything. And I feel like the pressure on most of us, more than we know, is sustaining this thing that we've started.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's why you want to put out more skits. That's why you're judging your skits so harshly. You want to be sure that you are on top of your game. It can be great as a creative and to help you improve, but after a while it becomes exhausting. There's something called the curse of the creative mind. It means that our brains are wired differently to the point where we are most likely to be depressed or go through anxiety and the
majority of us go through depression.
Because for me to use some days, bro, I can have content in my notepad for a week or two, but I can't drop it.
No, drop them. No hungry.
It's not even the hunger. It's just, you know, also, I don't want to lose that creative part. I mean, I don't want to be too commercial that I don't lose.
So what helps you? Like, whenever you feel that way, what helps you?
I know that I will sound like a gong, as I always repeating, but God.
Hmm? No, which God. One is God? You don't start to.
I promise you, bro.
No, I understand. Every
so God let me tell you what everybody. I did for. Let me
so see what I mean. No. I don't agree. See what I mean? Because I actually get God.
You know, but let me tell you.
So, but most times, I get dark feelings sometimes. You understand?
What do you mean dark feelings?
Get content sometimes, boy. You do like, see, it almost do like depression. I know go call on depression exactly. You understand? I would feel very bad about everything.
Yes.
You understand? So, I call them dark feeling. Yeah. So, when that feeling come, I feel like sometimes I go just invite my friends over. When my friends are around, I say nonsense. Like, not like vulgar. Like,
yeah, that's
stupid. We have stupid gist. You understand? That's the point where you start hearing Nas say, I'm like, imagine say, it comes. Like, that's me. You understand? Imagine say, Temis and hold mic like this. As soon as they talk, his feet can't touch the mic. Another person, you get me?
Yes.
And
yes.
You know that's what skit is about.
Yes.
Stupid thought.
Yes. Yes.
So when I have people around, you understand?
Okay, I think it's about
well with the gist.
What helps your own creative process.
So yeah.
This is what I'm saying. That dark feeling you did, right? Yeah. I think my own lingered for too long, right? So I had to now look for something. And to be honest, most of December and early this year was finding out who I am and my why. So I feel like the reason why I was stuck in that space is because I thought that maybe at some point this thing will just end. Like, oh my God, what's going to happen to me? So every time that I do something, even up to even posting picture, no business asking to, anxiety today hits me.
We are going to live with this for a longer time. You know why? Like I said, we're emotional people. So it's going to be here for a long time.
So let me tell you why I say God was so important, right? Yeah. I think that reigniting my relationship with God was always there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to a point where for everything I had to do, I have to pray about it, even to the skit. Sometimes when the brands come with that level of pressure, bro, I'm not lying to you. I say, God, please, Holy Spirit, don't disgrace me. This is me. And bro, in a couple of days, I feel just sit down or laugh, or I feel just go Instagram, just see something, just say, oh, that's the content I was looking for. I go rush, write some down. I say, thank you, God. So I feel like the more I do it, the more I know it's God, because doesn't make sense. Because before now, I can go 2 weeks and I will tell the brand, no, I cannot do it. I can't even return their money. That's how bad it is. But right now, I feel like everything that I have to do, I just say, you know what, God, help me. Because I didn't know how I got here. Because to be honest, like, if not creativity, people get time, bro.
Mm-hmm.
If not creative, like, I'm sure that 1001 skit makers waiting to emerge, but they just don't have time and chance, right? So I started understanding that God that has brought us here, right, now will still keep us. So instead of me looking to other things to help me and everything, I just said, you know what, I'm just going to go back to God. But your own process that you have your own friends around and everything.
No, God is like,
yeah, I know you're very spiritual, but check. That your own self makes sense. So like, you have so many amazing characters and they're very distinctive. Each of them are very unique.
Yeah.
How do you play them so well that they don't overlap? Like, each character has its own unique features and I recognize each one and I don't see anyone in another one. How do you maintain that level of discipline with the characters?
I would say I don't actually master my craft. You get me? Because for me to get like two Igbo characters and I still play them differently.
There's
AGK Cambodia. There's this Chief Romanus guy and there's Chief Rufus. So I have like, I'm sorry, and there's Rufus. So I have like three Igbo characters.
Yeah. How many characters do you have in total?
I think there are over six. Or like six.
You get one with the drink, the con, the talk, we wear jackets and suits. Like the trench coats, we could just call. It's a bit, I think.
It's not AGK Cambodia.
Is that AGK Cambodia?
There's Obus. There's Obus. I just introduced some guy, Ifitubori.
You have two, like, worry boy characters.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have two?
So Obus is the very, you know, the tout guy.
Yeah.
Understand? Ifitubori is a student. He's 30 and he's in GS 3.
Where did that character come from?
Nah, new character now.
I love it. So so when you're shooting on sets, you play each one, changing clothes.
I've never played my characters together in a particular skit. I am thinking of trying it actually.
What do you mean you've never played?
Like, have two of my characters in one skit.
Oh, it's always one character per skit.
Yeah.
Oh, so do you think it would be harder?
Yeah, you know, go hard now. Why? I think it would be easier, safe, less stress for me
to play all of them.
Sometimes when I shoot with some people, it stress me.
Have they all met each other, all the characters?
Never.
Do you want to do the skits?
Yeah, I would love to.
Let me suggest time. You give me credit for this.
I would love to.
Like, I just imagine, like, all of them meeting each other and having different...
It would be really nice.
Be soft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I wish you the best. What's shooting like in Lagos? Because I see that you use, like, different houses. Like, do you rent those houses? Like, when you shoot on the road, do they harass you?
No, man. Harassment is normal for every content creator. But me, I know how to handle them.
What do you mean you know how to handle it?
Because I know the grief for them like that too.
Agbero.
Agbero too, no.
Compared to Lagos Agbero.
Yes, no. You don't see Port Harcourt, why I shine away.
So like, they never see your camera before, they never...
The person, me and the person go fight.
So, no, you don't be playing, no.
Like, I don't shoot for me to shoot for places like Lagos Island. You understand? And I shoot Komodo MPs. You know, the particular guy that made that video, his name is Aditola. You understand? Aditola, they shoot movies, they shoot films.
Yeah.
And they even travel. So in Toxie, you know, they forget Silana and lie. In they even fear the Agbero guys. Now in the time, you say, please, we cannot shoot. Come. I say, relax.
They fear them.
Relax. I really show more reason waiting this up.
I think they're just being lucky, because
I know lucky, bro. Na energy. Now, you know.
No, I know. Because kind of Agbero guy,
the way he behave like this now. He behave like, say, you don't fear them before they come.
Because they don't see my camera one time.
You know, this is my camera. No? Like, you don't even get the mind to. I don't shoot before. I wear like camouflage. They shoot. You understand? Then I deal with some other guy. As the Agbero, then the approach, my discussion change. You understand? Because they'll not be brilliant people. Some of them no say they're not brilliant. Some of them no say if you get this kind of hair, you're not supposed to be military man. You understand?
Oh, right.
So as then they come, I don't already talk. Say, see, for my years of military, or my since I become army man. You understand? This kind of thing never happened before. So as they hear that, man, the approach where they take come, they change. You understand? They feel they come as, and I don't go shoot here. I don't get that kind of experience. But as they come, the kind of thing where you go there, and I will there, I say, I they see on, I'm going to wait. So as they talk, you understand? So I they give them that energy. So at the end of the day, nobody waiting, they won't make I give them. Now waiting, I go like give them. You understand? So I feel like, no, bro, that's not my thing.
When I want to shoot, I go, they call you.
If you come, I go like me, you experience them. I go like me, you experience
them. If you want to shoot for like Lagos Island, we'll call you, Abby.
That Lagos Island. No, sir, you go call. See, bro, now approach. And again, be reminded I don't go with like mighty cameras.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's another thing. So most times I go.
When you shoot, your crew is just maybe you.
Yes, yeah, just me.
the videographer.
And sometimes I don't stress myself. I know if you carry people, they go Lagos Island, because I know so that one will cause more chaos.
Mm.
So I like when it is just me, or maybe me or some other person.
Mm.
Yeah, that's easy to handle than packing a lot of people to the island.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
How's your relationship with other skit makers? Is it competitive? Is it more collaborative?
There's no competition. I see some people really trigger competition. You understand?
Is there competition amongst you guys?
For anything we do competition the day, you know, directly or indirectly. I don't see one or two persons really trigger competition. You understand?
How so?
I don't see some persons, they come out, can't say they be the best. You understand? I'm like, for me, I'm like, I'm what this thing will get best.
Mm.
This thing will get best. You understand? Because if you want more rhythm, I feel call myself the best. I feel like I'm the most versatile skit maker.
I feel like every crazy thing that they're the best. Is it true?
No. I don't do that. Like, I don't do that. I enjoy every content. Mm. Like, if you want rate best, if you're on too many things, if you're on engagements, if you're on views, if you're on talent.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
I feel beat my chest to say I'd be the most versatile skit maker. Anybody who want to talk mango hit head for work.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, that's not the point. Let's just be here, make people happy and make money.
Find our creative expressions and just
you get me yeah. and enjoy it. So.
I'm happy where your head is at. Like, but like, in terms of a collaborate, how easy is it to like get people to come on board and shoot with you?
No, they make it easy. Like, they make it easy because I turn up for you. So I feel like the energy is the same. Yeah. So all the people that I contact for shoots, you understand, they turn up for me. Shout out to Lassisi who is always coming through for me.
I feel like skitmakers have a bond, like, it's stronger than just other
entertainers. Yeah, we need ourselves now. So that's why.
Also, because it's a new industry, maybe.
No, not even new industry. The way we need ourselves, if you compare them to the way we actors and musicians need themselves.
How do you mean?
You understand? They're always there available for each other. Now, if you think of an idea, you feel send an Asbury, you feel killer.
Because it also helps your own, just because you can post the same video.
Of course. So, unlike music, you understand? If you know, say this person go kill him, but you don't want to reach out to this person, you know what I'm saying? You understand?
Let's talk about your music now. Yeah. Let's come back to your music. So what's the plan for music? Are you currently recording?
I don't hold my music from everybody. You understand? I just want to wake up one morning.
But you will play for me after this. It might just see your
I wouldn't mind. I would love you to hear me sing.
Okay.
Might impress you.
So, but... well, you know, I'm hard to impress.
But I will impress you.
So, but... Like, personally, I just think that maybe... Do you want to try, like, doing, like, music content alongside the skits content? You know, just try like some kind.
I've done music content.
When I say music, I'm not saying like maybe you should record like a song and always drop it or have an EP. I'm just saying like as they do skits. So if you just do like maybe a live band or a performance.
So I'm not really a live band person.
All right.
I'm just going to stick with my style. At the end of the day, the thing is I'll improve over time. I need to give, you know, say this music thing. I'm not going to tell you like, you know, did my body the way it been did, like back then. Cause I literally used to be at the studio every day of my life. You understand?
Do you maybe think, and this is my own idea of what it is. Do you maybe think that all these things was, all the things that happened with music was preparing you for now? That's even the hustle, just the work ethic of just even trying to do music and wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And now becoming a skit maker. Do you think that has translated into your career as a skit maker?
Of course. And personally, being a musician and a photographer has helped in my skits.
Yeah.
If you watch my videos, you realize that some of my videos are very cinematic.
Yes, even the choice of sound and music.
Thank
you
very much. You understand my sounds? That's because I'm a musician. Yeah, so it did tell for my skits. I did very, very particular about my sound for skits. Some of the skits, if I want to go really emotional, I hit you.
I see that. Yeah, even the way the sound got to enter
So everything they play in for the skit.
So everything works together for good.
Yeah, if you see me directing my shots, like I don't just put the camera on Temisan's face. No, I feel like the emotional way they come with. You know, say Temisan the cry. So I feel like go close to his face, make the tears drop because I won't mess with Una emotions. So I did particular about everything. So you get some skits where. You don't really need the, just allow and film the thing normally. Then you get the ones we, I did very intentional about. Do it with the miss and the fall. Gas.
Slow motion.
You understand?
So do you edit your thing yourself
too? No, I don't, but I sit with my editor. Cause you get the way I like him, my bro. So, guys come out like that.
So, give or take, you're always doing your work.
Like, of course, yeah. Of course.
So, what do you do when you're not working? What time do you have to just do other things? So, beyond.
Yeah, the thing is, the guy that shoots for me now, he knows me. So, basically, I feel just be like, okay, see, that place. So, now just one call away. Then maybe he sends the video. I'm like, no, bro, you know, kill this thing. See that particular place. Do it like this. So, we get this relationship already. You understand? He know how I want them. But you know, say, he know be me at that point now. So, I go still need, like, pass some information, see? So, that's how simple it is. No be like, say, I will get sleepless nights because I did videos. I still sleep. Like, I still act like a normal person. If I get places to go, I do go.
What's the typical day your life like?
Lie down on the bed, wake up in the morning as late as... Okay, if I'm not shooting, wake up as late as 10, 9. No, because I sleep by 2, 3 now.
Oh, because you're working?
Not because I'm working. Because, do you sleep by 10?
I sleep by midnight, sha.
If I sleep by 10, then break my heart.
Ah!
I don't like...
I don't think anybody sleeps by 10 again.
Or I lost something.
Mm.
That's like if I lose something, I sleep. So that's like the only time I can get to sleep. So normally now, we sleep 1, 2. Mm. It is only normal to wake up by 8, linger for bed till like 9, 10.
Press your phone.
Yes.
Is the first thing you do, is it to go on Instagram? What's
I'm lazy when it comes to praying, but now I don't improve. So when I
wake up... You don't have to say prayer, Sha, because the way it is...
No, when I wake up, the first thing I do not pray. No, I did very honest, like, before as I wake up, I don't carry phone.
Yeah.
You understand? I did try to pray first, before I touch my phone. One of my biggest prayers are to keep off my phone. Like, I don't want to hold my phone too much.
Just about office.
Because I feel like it's an addiction.
It is an addiction.
Very, very demonic addiction. Evil. You know why? It is, bro, it is on the high side. Because I literally want to watch a movie. I won't watch movie.
I cannot, my attention span is zero.
You understand? I won't watch movie. Like, I really won't watch them.
Yeah.
For the movie, I depress phone. You understand? I won't watch them now.
I struggle. I can watch a whole series.
Sometimes I don't want to press my phone. I really don't want to. I want to listen to music because music helps me. You understand? It helps my creating process. So I won't literally drop the phone so that I will.
Cause like I in the morning, bro, man, I don't lie to you. I feel wake up. I don't plan. I feel like you're able to show up.
Bro, I depress phone the drive.
May I even tell you how bad my own is, right? I feel that wake up from the sick. God, I want to pray now. Eh? That's what Rabbi Shara. 2 hours, bro. Then I could remember Jesus, I was praying. And I say, God, please forgive me. And I just really
my only that. One, the biggest problem I get now, I press my phone to drive. It's like...
Ha! Well, I've stopped, but around last year, I had an accident around like that during college.
Bro, they don't jam me severally. Most of the times, not my fault.
Yes.
I know, man.
So I advise everybody. And my friends, I think that's if you say, stop pressing your phone to drive. This accident's now 1 second. And God saved me that day. I think I was talking to my stylist. We're trying to arrange something. Because also, I feel like if I don't deal with things immediately, anxiety, I'm not going to come back to them. So I depress the phone. I just put my head for ground. I'm not going to lie. As I raise my head up, the next night, like, wah! Everywhere. I'd hit 2 cars. No, 3 cars actually were affected.
But was it obviously your fault?
I'm not even denying. I waited for all of them. So let me say, obviously they press the phone. And the guy was coming out from the Durham College, right? So I didn't see him. So I see they use that speed. I rammed into him. He hit 2 other cars. The 2 forgive me, but one of the man said, no, go free, forgive me. I wait for him to like, maybe say that thing happened at 11. I waited for him to like 3 p.m. Yeah, I waited. It was a rainy day. I can't forget. That's why I said I will never press my phone when I'm driving again, which I'm probably still doing. So I waited for the man. The man came. So wait for the man. You understand? Say, you could just say, you know what? Yeah, a good boy, go. Yes, cost me rich. Go withdraw money. I think I paid close to 190 something K. Because his whole side bumper and everything had come
so
off.
So who did the calculation?
So he called, I called my mechanic. He called his own mechanic. I think mine was cheaper, right? So I gave him the equivalent of what my own mechanic said, right? In fact, my mechanic even came and towed my car. I was about to tow his, but he's like, didn't want that. So. I gave him the money, escorted him to the bank. And after that bank, I felt so sad. I was happy that it wasn't worse than that, right? But I also learned a lesson about not pressing your phone, but it's not easy, Shao, because we are also connected to our phone too much. In fact, even this, I'm so worried that we're not even connected to ourselves. Like, we can be in this room and not talk to each other and just be on our phones. And it's a big problem because it's affecting connectivity anyway. Would you ever consider stand up? Because I mean, like, you're creative in every application of the world. And I think like, if you even tried, you would be able to do it.
But I can, but I need to beat being shy first. Bro, when I'm done,
let's talk about this being shy. We're going to end here, right? Why do the most creative people actually feel like this? Maybe not all of us.
No, never gave meeting before. So
I just don't see me. I'm a shy guy.
So, but let me tell you my own strength. Was I deal with my cup? I didn't say my. In fact, ask my brother. When I'm recording TBT, nobody can be in that room. That's how bad it is. Like, I'm so shy. Like, also, like, when I'm out, I'm a different person than they see on Instagram. Because on Instagram, I'm talking and that's Timmy San as Timmy San. When I come out, I'm just like, hey, might greet these people, might not greet them. So usually, I'm torn between. So half the time in my head, I'm doing the YDX, should I greet, should I not greet? I'm shy. Oh, how do you handle being out and just.
No, I'm growing. Like, people? I'm actually really growing. The craft don't help me too.
Yeah.
If we do this interview, I for the touch my fingers.
I will say for the beginning, if you fail, you go, just answer me small, you go. Yeah.
So, but I don't really work on them. Like, I don't decide to own up to this thing.
You work on them, maybe just use copy mechanism. Because
no. Like, I know what I had to tell you before. If my interviews, I go this shaky, my hands go the you get. I do walk around. Even if I won't act out there, people they watch me.
Yeah,
I tell the guys, bro. I bet if you tell these people to move, you get. But now,
I think my own thing is that I think I always think that people are watching, so I always sometimes need to perform. That's why I feel, but.
I've really worked on mine. Yeah. So let's say from a scale of 1 to 10, if I was like 10 before, it don't drop to like 3.
Well, the remaining 3, how did it do?
No, that's much, but it could finish. So when it finishes, then I will go stage. Because I feel like.
Oh, you want to do?
I feel stand up. I feel one. I can do it actually. Like, so you see, there's no, that's not how, that's now, that, not this way it be for my head. I won't talk, say, there's no pressure in stand up. No. But what I mean, be say, for me, I be talkative.
Yeah.
Like, I be funny guy.
I love it.
You get me? So just go there and make these guys laugh.
Yeah.
So the moment I beat shyness, I'll do it.
I think my own thing with stand-up is that you get your instant feedback. Too instant for me. With TVT, I can leave my phone, comments will keep rolling in, and some people might not even comment. But with stand-up, it hits or it misses. You can see them. And that's what affects my own conscience.
No, so that's the thing. That's what you need to work on.
Yeah.
That's what we need to work on before going on stage.
Yeah.
So we not need to think like that. We need to just go out there, realize it. We even funny past some people where they do them. You understand? So why we know if you do them?
Yeah.
You get me? So, and again, always remember, say, even when we watch the big dogs, maybe everything we didn't talk differently. I can even bet that even the Kelvin Harts, not be everything where they talk the bank.
True.
So in between we go smile. Then the next you get me?
True.
You understand? So you need to realize it, not be everything will hit them. So the moment me and you begin realize say some of our jokes go really you they make your friends laugh.
Every time.
Exactly now. So if we can I feel like say the hardest now making your friends laugh.
It's true.
You get me?
Yeah.
Because some of my friends they put their leg for back, like you know this guy's a funny guy, but you know make us laugh. I get this kind of.
You get them, Abby?
Yeah. You understand? But guess what? So the first time I ever tried stand up, my best friend, his name is Kelvin. Yeah? Kelvin is, like, he's that guy that everybody's saying, that's funny, eh? He's like,
that's what my friends
be. You understand?
You know
like, what's really funny? But guess what? We had one small event around our vicinity. And I emceed. I was not here. I never reached this point of my life. So everybody gonna say, nah, I beg, now come MC this thing, I beg. So I decided to MC it. I'm like, today I won't do them. And I caught my friend laughing. Like, I catch him. Like, when I started, I saw his face. Like, I was really watching him. So when I started, in the give me all those
what face off.
No, face off.
You go first.
Like, fool yourself. You get. Well, later, I don't know how he did this guy. I caught him laughing. Like, I saw him laughing, and if he didn't laugh, he did theory. So I saw him laughing. So I'm like, okay. So if I cannot tell you this, then why not? We go feed Duam. So now when we don't make the decision for our head, so I feel like one or two persons don't advise me. Say the best thing to do is gather like a crowd of 20, 30 persons.
I don't know if, have I told you guys that I wanted to do something like that?
Yeah.
So I wanted to do like a small gathering with just my friends.
I will call you in
a way I trust so that their feedback, their judgment, it's not like they're judging me harshly. So I'm just like,
hey, so mix them. Maybe then come with their girlfriends.
No, my friends. You go be on the guest list.
No, like, you know why? You're making it be like, say your friends follow you the exchange word for stage. So come out for here, tell me, sir, and see how I'm out.
No, I go down prep them and say, this is for my own.
No, don't even prep them. I don't know if you get me. That's the thing. So I feel like, I'm doing something. Maybe they look on, like, then go deep guarded. I know what I mean.
Yeah.
So allow them just come. One or two people will actually believe in your craft, will think say you funny. You understand? Bring them come. Make them just laugh. So by the time you begin to prep them, everybody go come a bit conscious. Yeah. They won't actually see if you're funny. Mm. When you can't talk something to you funny, they're gonna like, get this on, okay. It's funny. No. Just invite 20, 30 persons, then do your thing.
Nice. Thank you for the advice, my G.
Still with your cup of tea, the way you do your stuff. Give them.
I don't think that I would do anything very, I probably have like a sit down, 20 people sipping my tea and just talking shit.
Understand.
Yeah. Okay. So show's almost coming to an end, but I'm curious, what's your relationship with the stand-up comedians? Are they receptive of this new influx of creatives? Do they collaborate with you guys? Do they see you guys as competition now?
Yeah. So I have a friend who is a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Like, he's a very close friend though. So recently I was going through his story. I saw something. I felt disappointed. Mm. I was disgusted. Waiting there, write for a story. This happens to be my friend. Mm. They write for a story, say, skit makers are nonsense people. I mean, how they put them. Mm. Say, then they go steal from stand-up comedians. So when they steal the gist from stand-up comedians, they will come create them into videos. Say, we did lucky, say here, no be abroad. Say them for the sewers. Say, blah, 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 blah. You know what? I'm like, firstly, you don't disappoint me because we are friends.
Yeah.
You understand? You know me. You know how it is for me to bring content. Mm. And you have the audacity to repost this thing. You're not a good person. You understand? Because some of the ideas, in fact, 97% of the ideas that I have are original ideas.
Mm.
Then 3%, now maybe I hear something from Temisa's mouth, we're actually funny. I go build on them. You understand? You watch skits now, bro.
Yeah.
Some of the skits you see blow your mind.
Crazy.
You get me?
Yeah.
Like, they blow your mind. They're like, who are these guys? 9% come to talk, say, with Tifa, I'm from. Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't watch comedy shows. I do not, as in, bro, it's not like I don't want to watch them. It's not like I do not want to watch, but I don't watch. If it comes on my TV, fine. Who doesn't want to laugh? But I do not intentionally watch a comedy show.
Yeah.
Never. Do you understand? So how do I steal from it? How? Everybody's trying to exaggerate contents. People are trying to be unique with contents, and you think you just come up on stage and say, "The guy did there with me and my girl, they go somewhere." That's a person come pour us water. You just feel say, "I go hijack the contents, go do like that." No, it doesn't work like that. You understand? So I was disappointed when I saw it. So I felt like there's this in that thing that guy did. There's an atom of jealousy. There is nothing.
So do you think that? Maybe stand-up comedians actually feel a certain way about skit makers.
I don't know about a lot of them, but this particular guy, both him and the person that wrote it and him, we repost them. You understand? Then they feel some type of way. Then I said to him, if you think skit making is very lucrative at the moment.
Yes. Yeah,
for the people who are doing very well.
Yes.
If you think it is easy, as your guy have said it, do it.
And that's...
Yeah. So let's wrap it up.
The end of the show.
Yes.
Do him if easy.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's go. You heard it on TV. I bet. Cheers, my brother. Thank you, Lipton.
Shh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.